So, first, just the little simple things that we'll be putting into sort of table form. How old are you?
35.
Where are you from?
Pennsylvania. Near Valley Forge, Pennsylvania.
Ooh, nice historical site.
Yeah.
Middle name?
All sorts of funny answers to that one. For the record, we go with David.
My first name. Good name. Any siblings?
Two brothers.
How many degrees do you have?
Degrees of freedom?
I don't know. I don't think we're doing a chi-square test for you.
I have 3 degrees in engineering.
And how many years of school after high school did that take you to get?
9. 4 years of college and 5 years of graduate school. It sounds like a lot, but it's not.
Do you have, out of those 9 years, a favorite class that you ever took?
A couple good classes I took. One was a class on political theory, how people choose to organize themselves into societies, and the political systems that govern the actions of people in the society. Took a course in molecular genetics as an engineer. This is my first exposure to molecular biology. It was a pretty spectacular course. And I took a course on the interaction of science and technology and society, sort of how things, advances in science and technology, impact stuff and the importance of understanding that. So those are the three.
Okay. So where'd you get your worst grade ever that you can remember? In what class or what field?
Oh, all over the place. I mean, my undergraduate GPA was a low 2, which would be like a C-, C+. Pretty bad.
Any particular horror stories?
I took in engineering when I did my undergrad. The first course was called Engineering 1. It was a computer programming course, and I failed it twice before I passed it. So I took that course 3 times. I failed it because I didn't like it. And then I got a D in biology because they wanted us to memorize 200 insect species by their names, and I thought that was stupid, and so I chose not to do that. And so on, right? I mean, there's actually quite a number of horror stories with my grades.
Going to something a little lighter. Any pets at home?
Plants.
How many people do you have working for you in your lab?
About 12 people.
You have a favorite book? You can go with a silly answer for this if you need it.
A favorite book.
You can say no.
Well, I'm thinking. It's just, you know, geez Louise.
Yeah. These are the simple questions.
Favorite book. I like lots of books. I'd say Plato's Republic.
Good one. I had to read.
In English or Greek?
In English, so it's probably not nearly as...
It's pretty cool, though.
Got a favorite movie?
Absolutely. What would it be, though?
Oh, geez, what is your favorite movie? I know, they're so hard.
I should have sent me these ahead of time. I'd be like... doing my homework.
The other ones are a little more...
Favorite movie? Harold and Maude. You seen that?
Parts of it. I only caught it on TV.
Oh, God.
And now, how about a favorite mad scientist?
Favorite mad scientist? Besides Dr. Evil?
He counts as a mad scientist. Huh. You don't have to besides if you would like Dr. Evil.
Yeah, besides Dr. Evil. Who are some other mad scientists?
You could totally go with Dr.
The person from Inspector Gadget, who was that? The Claw?
I think Dr. Claw.
Dr. Claw, right. I'm not sure about that, though.
Yeah. That was a good one, though.
Favorite mad scientist? Dr. Strangelove? No. Favorite mad scientist? Dr. Evil's fine.
We can go with Dr. Evil. The other questions are
predictable.
Are a little longer.